to you about Shitas HaRambam is the way that the Rambam describes the mitzvah min ha-muvchar, what the Gemara calls mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, preserves the fact that it's really a din in the bias by making sure that individuals in the bias don't split up into different chanukiyot. So what you do is you take the product of the number of people in the house, the anshei ha-bayis, and whichever night of Chanukah it is, following Beis Hillel, and that's the number of neros that the bayis is madlik. Okay, this is a very, very important point. And the Bali Atosos disagreed with this. The Bali Atosos said that mahadrin mina mahadrin means to completely drop the number of individuals in the house, and it's only to say on the first night there's one, on the eighth night there's eight, and you fill in the nights in the middle. That was the approach of the Bali Atosos. Ironically, this is what people miss, the Rambam admits that the minhag pashat, that the predominant minhag in Arei Sfarad, was to do what Tosos says is mahadrin mina mahadrin. Okay, so the Rambam is not pretending for a second that his particular view has been become the accepted view, but he presented it as his view nonetheless. And that brings us to halacha d'ala. Ner sheyesh lo shtei pios, olu l'shnei v'nei adam. What's a ner sheyesh lo shtei pios? Tell me. Exactly right. Yeah. If you're a candle maker, you can make candles with as many wicks as you want, essentially. So ner sheyesh lo shtei pios, olu l'shnei v'nei adam. Okay, male kara shemen v'yakifa p'tilos. So that's a person. What's a kara? Korbano karas kesav achas, Justin, we're learning. So we take a bowl, right, and you fill it with oil, all kinds of oil, and then you just drop in various wicks all over the place. Okay, so male kara shemen v'kifa p'tilo, sim kafa la'akli, kol piyo p'tilo nechshavis k'ner echad. Lo kafa la'akli, nases k'medura v'afilu k'ner echad in a nechshavis. Right, when it comes to Nerus Chanukah, you can't have a torch, you can't have a medura. So what's the difference between whether or not it's going to function as a Ner or medura? Which technical distinction is the Rambam raising? Kafala sakli. So Daniel, how does it make a difference? If you put a kli on top of it, at least then... Sharpen it. Shlomo, what's the difference? If kafala sakli, why isn't it a medura anymore? Very simple.
Because then you separate each wick by the holes in it.
Even sharper. A torch doesn't have a cover. But you ever see a torch? What's a medura? A medura doesn't have a cover. Okay. So that takes it away from being a medura. Now, the question is, well, once you put a kli on it, so is it considered many, many different candles, or is it considered one candle? How does the Rambam paskin about that? Im kafa la kli, what's the chiddush of the Rambam? Kol p'tila p'tila nechsheves kiner echa, that each and every p'tila is considered a separate ner. So that was what Shlomo was picking up on, right, is that putting the cover on not only takes it out of the gedder of a medura, but what does it do? Just sharpen, put into halachic language.
Is it a shame there?
Very good. Every p'tila now has its own shame there. Okay, that's very, very important. So it's a dual function that the kafa le'asakli, we're learning p'sach mitzvahs, the kafa le'asakli, you think about whether it's chametz shel hekdesh or chametz shel chulin. But kafa le'asakli is also a din in Ner Chanukah. Kafa le'asakli, again, A, makes it not a medura. That's very, very important. At its basic function. The second thing is that there's a kli, so that each wick is now separate on the top, and kol p'tila p'tila nechsheves kiner echad. Ein madlik kiner is Chanukah kodem shetishka achama ela im shkiyasa lo ma'achin lo ma'akdim. It's very important. People who want to be very machmer for Shitas HaRambam really have to, in the wintertime, basically leave work, right? Ein madlik kiner is Chanukah kodem shetishka achama ela im shkiyasa lo ma'achrin v'lo ma'akdimin. Okay, you can't do it before Shkia. Why? That's the obvious part. It's not nighttime, okay? That's very good. So again, you can dive in Maariv after Plag, according to Rabbi Yehuda, but that's not really considered nighttime, okay? The earliest time that you could possibly consider it nighttime in any sense of the term is after Shkia. It's not fully night until the completion of Shkia, which is Tesa Kochavim, but the beginning of Shkia, at least, is the first time that you can describe halachically as having an element of night. Now, the question is, lo ma'achrin, well, why shouldn't you be able to be ma'achr? Why should you be able to do it a little bit later? Okay, but you can make the opposite argument, right? Maybe more people are going to be around later. So you try to keep the candles burning longer. So lo ma'achrin v'lo ma'akdimin, say it as sharp as you possibly can. What must the Rambam hold? Again, it's all based on the reading of the Gemara. The Gemara, Yudh Machokas, we showed him how to read the Gemara. But Yehuda, if you just had to intuit it, what is the Rambam really driving at? That when the Gemara uses a language of Keneged Yamim HaYotzim or Keneged Yamim HaNichnasim, as it comes in. You have to mark it as it comes in, okay? It's very important. L'ma'achon v'magdimin. So if the idea is, can I get yamim hayotzin, or can I get yamim ha'nichnasim, you have to hit that right away. Okay, shachach ohizid v'lo hidakim shkia sachama madak v'holei chachat t'chala regal minashuk. So b'di'eved, okay, whether it was that you forgot or you did it on purpose, so until what time do you have achat t'chala regal minashuk? That's what the standard that the Gemara uses. Anybody remember the exact terminology of the Gemara? Right, the Talmudai. The very interesting. Uma, Shem Uma Katana, Rashi says. One time we'll have to look at that Rashi. Very fascinating Rashi about the Talmudai. I once wrote a poem, a fictional poem about the Talmudai for Hanukkah, like a little Hanukkah poem about this group of individuals. It's a nation that specializes in selling wood, so they would circle in the shuk. Hanukkah was prime season for them because people needed their wares for the mitzvah of Neiros Hanukkah. Shachach ohizid v'lo hidakim shkia sachama madak v'holech ad shetuchal regal min hashuk. So the question is, v'kama uzman zeh kemo chatzi shah yoser, just about half an hour or a little bit more. Okay, so the Rambam holds, based on his reading of the Gemara, that one has a very, very narrow window to light the Neiros Chanukah. How did the other Rishonim, of course, understand this part of the Gemara? Not that you only have half an hour after Shkia to light the Chanukah candles, but that when one lights the Chanukah candles, they have to be ro'oi to last for
half an hour.
Chatzi Shah. Very good. Of course, it blows out. You don't have to relight it. Kavsa in Zakukla. But that was the difference between the way the Rambam understood the Gemara and the other Rishonim. So Avraz Manzeh Eino Madak, and the Rambam says, past this time, you're ready Mevat to the mitzvah. V'tzarech she'yitein shemen b'ner, k'dei she'yitein olekas o'olekas ad ch'chal regal min hashuk. Now there's a second din in ch'chal regal min hashuk that it has to be able to last for that amount of time. Hidlika v'kavsa, let's say the wind comes and blows it out, Eino zakok l'adika pagim b'cheres. You don't have to relight it. You can relight it, but you don't have to relight it. Nishra dolekes achar shekalsa regal min hashuk in ratzo l'chaboso l'salka osa. So in this case, I just want to point out, and we'll conclude with this, I'll pick it up, Mirtz Hashem, there tomorrow, is that if a person is leaving a house and it's already burned for the requisite amount of time, not only is it permissible, but my personal halacha view is they have to extinguish the Chanukah candles. Sakala, you're not achieving anything. Okay? And unfortunately, every single we read about terrible tragedies take place. It's a terrible thing. The Rambam is going to go on to say in a little bit, Mitzvah Ner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva Hiadmo, that anybody should have a negative association with Neiros Chanukah. It's a terrible tragedy. So if you already fulfilled the mitzvah, not only is it permissible for you to extinguish a candle, of course you should never leave an open fire burning in your home. So that's a little bit of common sense, but it's based on the halacha that once it's burned for the requisite amount of time, one should extinguish the candle properly and not cause any sakana. Okay, we'll pick it up there.